This is Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. We circle the globe 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the world. And now it's time for Miss CeCe's Kitchen. Hey, Miss CeCe.
Hey, William. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. And Pastor David.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Doing fine. I know it's going to be a hot show today, so I'm going to get out of the kitchen while I have a chance.
David, if you have two mechanisms on, you're going to have to turn one of the speakers all the way down.
All right.
So you won't get any feedback. But I am so glad to be back, you all. It seems like it's been, goodness, a long time. We were down and not feeling well, but we're much better than we were. We're not at 100%, but we're getting there. Amen. And so I am so excited about being back. We had this upper bronchial asthma thing going, but God is good and he has touched my body. So anyway, going on into Miss CeCe's Kitchen. I know we had a hot topic the last time you were on, David, and we deal with real talk here. And folks, for those of you who are just maybe chiming in for the first time, this is Miss CeCe's Kitchen, the global radio network, and we talk about real talk, regardless, the good, bad, and the ugly. And we deal with some things, and sometimes it might be uncomfortable for some, but it is what it is. And so we're dealing with things that are current events, tying in with the old events and things that have not been resolved. So today we want to kind of address a little bit about, and I was just kind of, you know, just studying, even while I was away from the station, just studying some things and being very observant of things that are happening in the world today, not only just in the world, but in all of our areas of public places. And what I mean by that, I mean by even in our churches, or, you know, where you have to go to work, or even in your homes, in your private time, you think is private. And I really believe that we're in a time that all these things are being addressed because they are being camouflaged to be the norm, and it is not the norm. So what we want to talk about tonight, and yes, William was on it, it is going to be a hot topic, temptation. And what I was dealing with and looking at during this temptation time, it was just amazing to me just watching even the ways of the world and what is going on out there, and then what is going on around us, what is going, like I said, in our houses of prayer, even in our own homes. That temptation, that tempter, we know who he is. And let me get on over to my opening dialogue that I must get to, because I had to write some notes down on this one, because temptation is a hot topic. Like I said, is a hot topic. And we know the biggest temptation, let's just go right to the juggler. The biggest temptation is of the flesh, is of a sexual nature. It is what it is. Okay. And that's what is people are being bombarded by. So I want to tell you, even in this dialogue tonight, is we trying to go and try to help you not to yield to it. Okay. Not to succumb to temptation. We're going to start off with the book of Corinthians. I don't know if you have it, Pastor David. 1 Corinthians 10:13. It says, no test or temptation that, and I'm using the Amplified Version. No temptation, test or temptation that comes your way is beyond the course of what others have had to face. All you need to remember is that God will never let you down. He'll never let you be pushed past your limits. He'll always be there to help you to come through. And David, if you have that, go ahead and read that in the King James Version, because many of us, we've been raised on the King James Version. It's kind of hard for us to get away from that. And that's 1 Corinthians 10:13, and go ahead and read 14, because we're going to deal with that too. Okay, go ahead, sir.
1 Corinthians 10 what?
10, 13, verse 13 and 14.
All right. Okay. But we will not boast of things without our measure.
That's 1 Corinthians.
Boasting. Oh, that must be 2 Corinthians. I'm sorry. Absolutely.
So while he's getting that, folks, I want you to go ahead and hit those share buttons. Invite your friends to come on in. Yeah. We are on tonight, and we're going to discuss this very, very heavy. Go ahead, David.
There hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man.
Yes.
But God is faithful, mm-hmm. who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able.
Right.
But will give you with the temptation also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Mm-hmm. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry.
Wow, indeed. I was hitting the share button while. David, can you, I know you've dealt with some people who walk heavy in it, okay? I'm just saying, until they get delivered. What are some of the things that you have encountered when it comes to being tempted, when it comes to, we all have been there. And let's just be real. I'm very transparent, and I'm going to be that way. Okay.
Absolutely.
Really, nobody is exempt in this matter. So, David, I'm going to be hitting some share buttons. So go ahead and give me some dialogue. I'll be listening on this matter. Yes.
First of all, I believe temptation is the influence of doing something to disobey God.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever influences you to disobey God, that is a temptation.
Mm-hmm.
As a young guy, I directed choirs for about 40 years.
Uh-huh.
And all over the country, very popular at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And there was always the influence, because people would walk up to you and say different things. And, reading between the lines, you knew exactly what they were trying to say without saying it. There were times, I must admit, as being a young guy, I succumbed. And sometimes I regret that fact, but then there's other times when I don't regret it because it made me who I am today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't glory in it. I don't glory in it because God gave us this thing called the Holy Ghost, which is to help us to control this uncontrollable flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And if we'll allow it to do what God has made it to do, then a lot of the things that we get in, a lot of the temptations that we fall prey to, we won't.
Right.
The problem is, the scripture tells us, it says to trust in the Lord with all your heart. It said, lean not into your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. I teach at our church, if you do those four things, you'll never be wrong.
Right, good.
The problem is, we lean to our own understanding. We think we're stronger than we are. And when we get into those situations where we thought we were strong enough to handle it, we fall prey to the situation.
Right.
That's not God's fault. That's your fault.
Come on.
The Bible says when a man thinks he's strong, he's weak.
Right.
And you cannot allow this this flesh to dictate to you what you need to do if you're calling yourself a saint. Because this flesh will take control.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing good. I think I read in the scriptures, there's nothing good in this flesh. Nothing.
Right.
But we try to make it good. We try to bounce around temptations. And that you can't tiptoe around this thing called temptation because you'll fall to it.
Right.
Thinking that you're strong enough to handle it. And the enemy will deceive you into thinking, oh, I can do one drink. I can do one drink. I'm cool with that. But not realizing or understanding, my mother taught us when we were children, you can't take the second drink if you ain't took the first one.
You know it's the truth.
This ain't Lay's potato chips. You can only drink just one.
Because you know what? It's something, David, when you were saying something. And let's get to the drink of drinks, okay? I always say drink of drinks because I like to keep it comical. Okay, the drink of drinks, okay? Yeah, people talking about it soothes all your problems and all your cares. They might go do that for a hot minute, child. But when you come down, baby, them tests and trials is still hit you straight up in your jaw. Wait a minute. I had somebody dying. I said, you know what? I smell a drink and I'm under the table. I'm so glad, you know, and you know, I try to be cute, you know, and roll. Can we just be real media? Roll Cavassier around in my glass trying to look like the part. Okay. Knew I was so out of pocket. Okay. Didn't even look right. Absolutely. And sippy sip on it. Trying to be with the crowd. Temptations also just go further than, it has to do with the deeds of the flesh. But however, the presentation, what is presented to you, in the magnitude that is presented, because sometimes people are tempted to be a part of something. Okay.
Absolutely.
Want to be a part of friends and want people to love them. And like I said, my wheelhouse is mental health. And it's like I've counseled so many people who feel like they just don't belong. And it's amazing, folks. It's not just in your house. It's in the churches. It's in the job. They're just like going, they're just like robots, you know, just surviving. And it doesn't feel good to them, but they have to survive because we've been taught tradition to just survive, you see. Absolutely. And tradition, folks, in case you don't know what it is a custom that is practice and practice and practice till it becomes so. And I may not be saying the definition as such, but it is mean the same. It's just a continual practice, a ritual thing. There's no diversion from it. And you do it exactly the way it is put out and you don't divert to it. How many of you been to some churches where they're doing religious stuff? Come on, y'all. Better raise your hand and say something because it's real talk here. Don't you? Isn't that right, David?
You could be a religious crackhead.
Come on.
Absolutely.
Not only that. Oh, who's that? Annette Williams, I see you. Thank you, dear, from Vegas. God bless you. Hit that share button. Invite more people to come on in. But listen, let me tell you something. You can be religious. When I say religious in your churches, listen, I've been some places where everything was just timed down to the science. Absolutely. Okay. The same songs you're going to sing, you know. You may have 2 minutes to praise, you know, and then lift up the offering, and then everything is cut and dried. And then when you walk out there out, like, well, what did I get? Okay. Did anything happen for me? Because I'm so accustomed to the way things are being done that I get no freedom to do what I need or get what I need to get. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. So here's the deal. We want to stick with this thing, temptation. We know that everybody has faced temptation, but God knows how much. And this scripture that we just read in 1 Corinthians, he know how much and how little we can handle.
Folks, absolutely.
Sometimes we want to, but here's the deal. This will get to me. We want to blame God for everything. Absolutely. We want to blame him for the stuff that we walked wide with our eyes wide open. Okay. And then we want to tell people that God tempted me. God did this. Now, God will allow you to go through a test, folks, okay? But he does not tempt. And you're going to find out a little bit later. We just don't teach tonight, okay? So y'all go ahead and hit those share buttons, and we're going to deal with the nitty-gritty to parallel the world with the church, okay? Because let me tell you, folks, something. The church, I'm not going to say the church because God is the church, but I'm talking about the people in the building have been tempted and have complied with, okay? What is out in the world, and they have brought the world into the houses of prayer, and we can't hardly tell the difference. Say on, girl.
My Lord.
Say on, girl. It's real talk here.
Yeah,
I wonder who's hot, who's not. who's absolutely straight and who ain't straight. Okay. Hold on.
I check birth certificates now when I do my marriage counseling.
What you say, sir?
I check birth certificates. You come in looking like Marilyn Monroe.
Whoa.
but you John Wayne.
Wow. But you know what, folks? Getting back to this, we have to understand what is going on in the secular. We have to be able to separate it.
Absolutely.
And you would say, well, Miss Cece, how come you're talking about this in the kitchen? Because I can. Everything goes on and things needs to be addressed, whether in the church, because a lot of times people don't want to hear you in that atmosphere because it's Absolutely. So religious. Hello. Absolutely. It is Absolutely. What it is. So now you over here on my turf and let's talk about these things. Okay. I want you to share be boisterous. Don't be ashamed, because everybody has the right to share their voice Absolutely. And give their opinion, because Absolutely. We have seen folks and we have been through a lot. Okay. In these dispensations of time where it comes to that. But when we face a temptation, it seems insurmountable. But we have to remember that God gives you the strength to get through it. That's Absolutely. Your test. It's only a test, folks. Absolutely. We got too many people who are complaining about the test. And a lot of times you allow yourself to walk through the test and you had no business there. Okay, I said it.
Absolutely. The Bible tells us that God does not tempt nobody to evil.
And we're going to get to that, and we're going to give them background for that, Pastor. even if we fail and give into temptation, here's my writing. God gives you a way back to a right relationship with him through what? You have to automatically say, oops, I made a mistake. God forgive me. Absolutely. That is repentance, people. Just like when we make a mistake with each other, guess what? Eat humble pie and go back and say you are sorry.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We got some people who are so arrogant. You know, I talk about this narcissistic person. You know, I'm so glad God gave me my voice back, because I'm stirred up today.
Hallelujah.
My thing is that people, they're, this spirit of narcissism is out of control. Why do you say that, Miss Cece? It's because people out there are doing dirty, 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 but they'll turn around and make it your fault that they did dirty. They Absolutely. Make it your fault that they had the desire, that they acted out, that they reap the repercussions. They make you feel like it's your responsibility because you done figured them out. And God exposed them to you, and then they make you mad, and then you almost taking on the sin that they committed. How about that, y'all?
My.
And you know anybody like that, David?
It's narcissism is a byproduct of pride, and Woo! The Bible said God hates pride.
Yes, he does. Boom. Yeah, he do.
And unfortunately, it hasn't stayed outside of the doors of the church.
Wow. Wow.
The Bible talks about sin in high places.
Yeah.
What does that mean? That means that there's some things going on in the pulpit that don't need to go on. And people are afraid to say anything about it because they don't want to lose no members.
Wow.
But I don't want to raise a church full of hypocrites.
Come on.
I'm not going to raise no church full of hypocrites. I'm going to tell them where the rubber meets the road. And if you don't like it, there's a church right down the street.
Oh, Hallelujah. The church. That church is the church of what's happening now. Okay. That's where everything go on. I went to one, I'll tell you this. I couldn't even separate the nightclub from the church. Okay. Because let me tell you something. I was in the nightclub the night prior. Hear me well. Went to the church, and guess what? The church was full. The choir stand was full of the folk that was in the nightclub the night prior.
Absolutely.
I walked in and I sat in the back. And they're looking down because they saw me. Well, I was trying to come in there and pretend. And they're looking down. I'm like, don't look down at me. I mean, I'm not God. Okay.
Absolutely.
So my
Absolutely.
Thing is this, I was out there partying harder than you. Okay. But I'm not up there where you at, because Absolutely. Here's the deal. People do not honor and cherish God like they should.
Hallelujah. Let's get right to
it. The world does not honor God like they say they do.
Hallelujah.
It is easy for you to say, I thank God, because if it hadn't been for God, I wouldn't have been dropping it like it's hot. I wouldn't have been hoeing, you know. I wouldn't have extramarital affairs. And this is what I'm listening to. This is what I'm hearing. You may not say the actual words. I know I'm going to make some of y'all mad. But you may not hear those actual words. But this is what I'm hearing. I'm thanking God that, he was with me when I was cheating. And then he may have turned away from me while I was doing this and I was doing that. And I was lying and doing cocaine and doing all this stuff. And I'm putting it back on the kingdom of heaven. Come on here.
Hallelujah.
And that's what people are doing. And then the world is confused because it's like, okay, then we all can do this.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we all going to heaven.
Oh, no, no. Not so. Not so. What's so good about this lesson tonight is that we're strong enough to say that I didn't do what I was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm strong enough to say I was a hoe.
Mm.
I'm strong enough to say that's what I was, but that's not who I am.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I was a liar. I was a thief.
Mm.
I was a whoremonger. I was, but that's not who I am. Hallelujah.
That's not who he made you to be, David.
No, I am the righteousness of God. I'm the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
But you know what, David? There has to be a difference. There has to be a difference. There has to be identification difference.
Absolutely.
We have to be strange. You know, they look at me, they say, you're so strange. You don't want to do this. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do this. You don't want to partake of this. No. Been there, done that, got a t-shirt. Know how it feel. Know how I felt when I came down from it. Okay.
Absolutely.
It did not resolve anything in me. It quenched a lustful desire that I had, people.
Yes.
Okay.
And we're strong enough to admit it. The problem is, there's so many people wearing masks in your church.
Wow.
That you don't know who's who or what's what. It's absolutely crazy. What's the scripture say? Having a form. A form of godliness.
Well, you have a form. Listen, since you said form. Form is just something that's pretentious, okay?
Yes.
A form. Absolutely. You have a form of these friends nowadays, since you said form. You had form of people who want to hang around you only to know you, long to know you, to tear you down.
Yeah.
Because we are so tempted to have people to get distorted love, and that's what we settle for, folks. A form of friendship. Let's just deal with everything.
Jesus said, some followed me for the fishes and the loaves. They didn't follow me because they loved me.
No, that's all they wanted was the miracles and the healing. Okay. That's what he said. They weren't trying to listen to the words of life. Come on here.
Guess what, folks?
Satan makes sure that you tripped up out there. That's all you want to hear. Tinkling and making you feel good. And you know what? Doing everything that you're big enough to do. Now it's down to your children. Okay, and then you tell me, I don't know why they so bad. Look in the mirror.
Absolutely.
You'll find out.
Absolutely.
You'll find out a fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. The one that is replicating, that is duplicating, you know? And so you gotta be careful, folks. And so, but you know what? The one thing that I love about the Lord is because he has great love for us, even in our ignorance. Okay.
Absolutely.
Even in our sidewinding kind of walk, in our mentality
of where we're at. Yes.
God is always on your side. He's always there. You know, he don't even leave you in your foolishness.
No, you walk away from him. He don't leave you.
That part.
Absolutely.
In fact, he still don't leave you, even though you call yourself, because he said I'm everywhere.
It's dormant. It's dormant because you feel guilty about what you're doing.
Come on. And you know what? He is always looking for you to get it together, because he gives us words of life to do so. And yes, woman of God, he is a forgiving God. But people will make you think that, and no, not people. The sidewinder who is the destroyer, who's out to kill, steal, and destroy, is out there to make you believe that you've sunk so low that there is no love from heaven that you shall receive. And the devil is a cockeyed, cross-eyed liar. That's what he is. Huh?
I hate him and his children.
And you know what, people? He has a right to hate. And he can do that. God said, don't hate. Let's get it right, y'all. I have a right to get angry. Okay.
Jesus said there's six things that he hates and seven is an abomination. Read Proverbs chapter 6. Hallelujah. That's what he said. I'm not the one tonight.
We got to get off this merry-go-round and the merry-go-round is just making you dizzy so that you cannot comprehend the kind of love that God has for you. Come on with it, Miss CeCe. When you drink a drink, I call myself drowning myself in sorrow. No, I didn't know what to do. I'm just saying. Never drunk in my life. Had wine. Drunk the whole, it tastes good. It was sweet, right? And then I was thinking, if I get high enough, then I would not have to face and endure what I was going through.
Right,
I wouldn't have to see it. And I could sleep off the pain. Listen to me well, y'all.
Yes,
I was tempted. The bottle sat there in my cupboard. There was a case of it. This is when, I was married and, it was there and it sat there for months. But when I got tempted with depression and things like that, it's like them bottles was talking. Y'all better hear me good.
Absolutely.
Okay. You know what? It'll make you feel good. You won't feel as much pain. It'll take the edge off it. And then what do you know? Commercials kept coming in, and showing you.
Absolutely. Yeah, tell the truth.
And so I cracked that bad boy open and I drank it and then I tried to hide it and put water in it, trying to hide stuff, but that didn't work. Guess what? It took the edge off of it. So I opened up the other one and I drank it all up. And before I know it, I was on the ground and the room was spinning. I don't like losing control of my atmosphere.
That's
the thing with me. And the room was spinning, okay?
Yes,
and I'm crawling around. I said, is this what they looking for? I said, because I'm over, wasn't really that knowledgeable as I am today in the things of God, but I knew something was off kilter. Is this what it makes? I'm not forgetting nothing. Each time I crawled, I remembered everything I was going through. In fact, that spinning in that drink made it worse.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And it didn't go away. Yeah, what'd you say?
The deception of the enemy is, just drink this and you'll be fine.
And we fall prey to
the deception of the enemy. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He's a deceiver. That's his job.
There are so many, and it just really grips my heart, that are taking their lives through alcohol and drugs. Because they've been tempted for a thing. Let me get on into this. We are so relevant to God, and you have to understand this. There is a God of this earth, y'all,
and there is King of Kings and
the Lord of Lords of all of it. You understand?
Absolutely.
And so we have to understand the one of this earth does not like you at all. And he wants you in the condition that you're in.
Hallelujah.
But there is a God of love who will lift you up from your burdens and your pains. He will not give you burdens that you cannot bear. And he will make a way to escape all the time. The way you escape here on earth is through death, most of you.
My Lord.
It is what it is. And that's Satan's plot to get you so far out there. Y'all know there's demons. Don't act like you're surprised because you hear us talking like this. You know there's a heaven and hell. You know there is a devil. Come on, let's be real.
Well, with all the TV shows they bring on, all them demons and stuff
on TV. Oh, my goodness.
Got to believe in that food.
It is. And it's not trick or treat either. It's not
Halloween.
Don't get that twisted. It's been a down low, shady kind of way to introduce the agenda of what's going on in this world, folks.
Look at Disney. Look at Disney.
Oh,
look
my at goodness. Disney. Goodness gracious.
I can't even allow my babies to watch Disney. Not no more.
Listen, I'll tell you, I went to Disney and my babies were younger and I had to sit down because air was so thick and I couldn't figure out. I was telling my husband, my children's father, I said, what's going on here? I'm getting ill. The atmosphere is weird. But when you have a call on your life, let me tell you something, you'll feel some things. Okay.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
So I had to sit down with my children because I was at the door basically. We kind of walked a little bit. And I thought, well, is it because I'm hungry? No, I wasn't hungry, but I was just feeling some weird stuff.
Yes,
way before I knew what Disney is predicated on.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
And I said, oh my goodness.
Yes.
And I learned years later the foundation of this, place. Okay. And it was not built on the word of God, y'all. Don't get me twisted. That's why you can't go everywhere. I don't care what it looks like.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
My goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness.
Mama told you, you can eat at everybody's table.
You listen. And stop letting demons sit at your table and have a conversation and eat with you, too. Stay on, girl. That's real talk right there. Come on, conversation. We going to be friends. Yeah, right. Pass the butter. Yeah, right. I saw something today. I said, now, if this is not the truth, a young lady talking about, you're my best friend and you're this. And she was looking at the girl's man and she's my best friend. Here's a temptation. Here it is. The girlfriend was jealous and got tempted and wanted the man. So she was going to do all that she could to turn the man away from. But let me tell you something. God always has a witness of people trying to do stuff to you. So she was walking with the girlfriend. She had some ketchup. This lady had a white dress on. You know what? I'm getting ready to go over there. Right?
Oh, Lord. Oh,
and
Lord.
So she was acting like she was patting her on the back, but pouring ketchup on her dress to make it look like something.
No.
And so, but it happened. The sister and the girl's man, fiance, was watching from afar. And so they set this girl up. And what happened, the young man made it out to be her. Him and his sister set up this little thing to get entrap this other girl who was wanting him, you know. And what they did was the young man looked at the girl's dress and said, no, you got to get away from me. I don't do this. I don't do that. And he pushed her away. She goes, what are you talking about? Get away from me. And so he went to the girlfriend. He gave her some flowers and she was like, oh, see, she'd already talked bad about the man. See, that's why you got to watch some snakes and vipers. Let me tell you something. She done told the girl he ain't no good for you and all this kind of yik-yak. Come on here, David. You know what I know. I'm talking about. Come on. He ain't no, you could do better than that. And she, the whole time, she looking tempted. See, that's why you got to stop sharing so much with your little friendly friends, okay?
I have personal experience with one of my siblings made a person their godparent. And that godparent ended up taking their spouse from them.
Oh, my.
Church folk now.
Oh, my. Oh, my. These are singing and picking up the song, hymn song, clicking the offering, singing in the choir, teaching Sunday school, y'all. Hello. Okay, it is what it is. But listen, and what happened was he gave her some flowers. He says, I'll go with you. And she goes, oh, but see, she talked about him like a dog. I thought he wasn't no good. Okay. She hopped up in that car and says, oh my God, this is so wonderful. And the girlfriend said, I thought you didn't like him. And she goes, get on about me. I don't think snakes tempted.
Yeah,
snakes.
Absolutely.
So what
absolutely
happened? He set her up and told her, meet me at the house or the hotel. And he had the woman that he was engaged to, and he let her know what it went transpired. So the girl came in there with some luggage. She thought they was going on a trip. When she walked in, and the sister, the boyfriend, and the girl she was trying to mess up was sitting on the couch. She talking about she got on her knees talking about forgive me. But here's what I've learned about people, and this is what God keeps telling this girl. Listen, they would not change who they are unless I take over their life. And he says, all they snakes do is shed their skin and become a bigger snake.
Whenever
they come at you like that, and I'm learning that, because you know, Dave, you know how we are. We want to we want to just hold on to everybody. You know, maybe they didn't mean this.
Absolutely.
Maybe they didn't mean that.
Absolutely.
But God checked this girl these last 3 weeks. He checked me real quick.
Hello.
And he told me some things. And so I can know, I'm not going to, and I'll share this with you. I'm not running behind anybody. If you want to go on down the road, go on down the road. I'm good with
Absolutely.
It. Okay?
Absolutely.
Because that is on you to be tempted by somebody else to feed you some damaging things, which they think is damaging. And I, this is sidebar. And I know you concur, David, that, I'll speak for myself, is that people will always say some things about you and really don't know about you. But because
Absolutely.
The jealous supersedes their character,
Absolutely.
They
Absolutely.
Will downgrade you with other people. Then when other people can't control you,
right.
they have
Absolutely.
A problem. And I'm telling these people, they will gravitate towards each other because they want people to co-sign them being victims in their seat. Come on here. They are tempted in staying stuck. Okay,
my,
that's
my,
what it is. In staying stuck. So here's what I want. God commands and demands that there shouldn't even be a hint of sexual immorality. Now we talk about this among us as saved people. Listen. It's being advertised everywhere. Immorality.
Absolutely.
It's being advertised everywhere. In the kitchen.
Absolutely.
In the closet, in the back, in the booth, in the church house, at the job. In the schools, you have teachers molesting young boys, okay? Male teachers molesting young girls. You have pastors who are molesting young
Absolutely.
Girls.
Absolutely.
You have wives, pastors' wives molesting young children, trafficking. You have all of this stuff because they are tempted by the greed of money, filthy lucre.
Absolutely.
And this is a big, one of the biggest temptations. And then too, they are tempted. What is controlling their own flesh. Boom. It is what it is, folks. It is what it is. Because what decent man, what decent woman would want to sell his daughter for sex? Come on here.
Prostitute
their children. What man or what preacher or what first lady would want to traffic young children to gain money? Come on here from people who are sick and you're in a prominent place, but you've been tempted. You've been, the Bible says you led away through the lust of your flesh. And through the lust of your flesh, getting a quick dollar, getting a quick fix. You know, I'm gonna get my jollies off too before I hand them off to somebody else. See, this is the sick society. Through temptation.
Yes.
And
the bad part about it is that we have gotten so comfortable with it.
Wow, that part.
That we don't even look at it as sin no more.
Come on.
In all actuality, we don't even use the word sin no more in our churches. We call it challenges. We call it mistakes. I said cheese on a hamburger is a mistake. Speaking with somebody else's husband ain't no mistake. Y'all ain't gonna help me.
Wait a minute. You said cheese on a hamburger is a mistake. But somebody else's, that was planned. You know that was planned out, right? And somebody told my oops, I didn't know what I was doing. You are a liar. You're not gonna walk into that blind. You're a liar. And your daddy is one. That's why you can lie quickly. You know, I was tempted and I didn't know what I was doing. I succumbed to the temptation. Well, because you succumbed to what your flesh was desiring. Period.
Absolutely.
Period.
We as saints, you said it, we have to sanctify ourselves. That means separate ourselves.
Come on.
From the world. And we have gotten so comfortable with that, that it doesn't bother us anymore, even when we hear it. You remember there was a time when Desi and Lucy, they was married, but was in separate beds, was in twin beds, wasn't they? Wasn't it? You know I'm telling you the truth. They were married.
I questioned
where
that,
little,
but anyway.
Where did little Ricky come from? Stop laughing.
Well, wait a minute. I questioned that. I said, well, wait a minute. Okay, so are they telling us something new? Were they trying to make the separation then? Okay, to make it legal to be tempted by somebody else standing on the corner? Come on, Miss Cece. Standing on the corner because you sleeping. See, this, you gotta watch that booger. I'm telling you, he laid a plan out and he lays a clean. You know, I saw that, David, and I often wonder, well, what's really, when my mother and daddy was in the same room. Okay, this is different. But you can be in the same room but different beds. Okay, I said, all right. I looked at that. I said,
there was a sense of morality. Uh-huh. There is no sense of morality to take today.
Come on.
The wrong has become normal. And if you look upon with a sour face if you're a heterosexual.
Ooh.
You look like something's wrong with you if you're heterosexual.
Well, they're making the wrong normal.
Right, and right, wrong. Absolutely.
And right, wrong. And so the Bible talks about that, where they're making people become lovers of themselves, and they're led away through all kinds of vile lust. So therefore, it's become right. I was looking at everything. Even I just said this early today, David, that it's a modern day Sodom and Gomorrah.
Absolutely.
But it has no restraints on it.
None.
Whatsoever.
None.
Everything goes. Now, people are going to get mad at me and make me feel like I don't have a right to be disgruntled about the activities that people are doing today. I do have a right. And you're not going to take my voice, okay?
Absolutely.
They're making
Absolutely.
People afraid of even opening up their mouths. In fact, they are desensitizing our rights. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
To the point with being commercials and just even the things that are coming on TV, the movies, the sitcoms, everything is towards that way to my way of thinking. It's making me think now again that I am wrong. I am the one who's the
oddball. Yes, yes.
I'm the one who's the eyeball. Well, I'm going to tell all y'all, I like some man's arms around me, baby.
You better shut up.
I don't want nothing.
I don't need nobody sticking me.
Oh, God. You just say it, but you're right about it.
I don't want nobody.
I read something. Go ahead.
Those, I don't want nobody's hairs rubbing on my face.
But I said this, and you know what? This is wrong. But I used to try to visualize in my mind two of the same laying next to each other.
Yes.
What
yes.
does that make? That is an abomination before God.
Yes.
That is the tempter who has tempted you to be out of the characteristics who God has made you to be. It is what it is. That's on the table. I will not take it off the table. Okay. It is what, and folks, the rainbow don't belong to you. That was a promise that God made to his children. So I'm snatching it back. That don't belong to you at all. That's just like, what was it? My granddaughter asked me because I like red. I've always liked red. Okay. I don't know how we got off, but I always like red. Are you in a gang? I said, I've never associated myself with any type of gang. All I know is if you look in the rainbow, that color is in there. Okay.
Yeah,
you know, the scarlet, the yellow, the blue, and the green, that's in there. I just happen to like that color. Even as a child, I like that color and never been even thought about it. Still don't like it because their values were supposed to be good at one time. But they're not. I told somebody, I'm gonna have you laughing. The blood and the Crips has been around a long time. The Confederate
absolutely.
Flag. The Bloods and the Crips are sitting up in the White House now. Come on. Come on. People don't look like I look. I have my children laughing.
They're
sitting up in the White House right now. They got the Bloods and the Crips, the blue and the red. Come on, y'all. Better ask somebody.
We really need a real dose of reality.
Yes.
And I'm teaching at our church. Jesus mm-hmm. is coming.
Yeah.
He's not playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said, we are living the final exam.
Yes. Yeah.
This is the final exam. There's no do-overs after this. He's wow. your lover now, but he's going to be your judge when you die.
Come on, right?
This ain't no joke.
Exactly.
So you can't
right.
allow the temptations of this life to make you detour.
Right.
Because God is coming.
Listen, I need to share this because I have something I want people to listen to. I want to say Martin Luther King said something. Well, first let me get to this. Imagination is often the hotbed where sin is hatched.
Yes, oh. yes.
It's your mind. It's in your mind. If you entertain a thing long enough, you are going to do it. That's just like these mass murderers out there. If they entertain something long enough, they're going to get the courage to do it. Because that's where the sin is hatched, in the mind.
Can I help you tonight?
Go ahead.
I'm going to hurt somebody.
Go ahead.
Sex is in your head. It ain't in your genitals.
All day long. Come on. It just causes that to react to what's already in your mind. You better ask somebody.
It takes you where you want to go.
It's a reflect. Come on. You saying something right there. So imagination, if you don't remember nothing else, folks, imagination is often the hotbed where sin is hatched, right in your head. What's your dialogue? Who you talking to? Who's talking to you? Who's encouraging you to do it? Who is tempting you? Come on here. Here's another
example.
Martin Luther King said something once. He said about sinful desires. He said, you cannot stop birds from flying over your head, but you can stop them from making nests in your hair.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They gonna fly over you. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
But if you let them settle, guess what? After a while, they gonna think that's a comfort place.
Hallelujah.
And
no
they'll set up a home.
No weapon formed against you shall prosper. It's not that the weapon's not gonna be formed, but it ain't gonna prosper.
Come on. We have got to pray. It is a spiritual battle, folks. It is what it is. You all are not blind out there. You see what's going on the television. Somebody has
Absolutely.
To make a stand to the tempter. If you succumb to it, if you yield to it, then guess what?
Yes.
You're no better
yes.
than the ones that are out there.
It's
Come
the
on.
Church. Hallelujah.
You cannot serve two masters. You've got to serve God and you got to love one and hate the other. And God said that himself. Okay. And so my thing is this, and then those who want to continue to be in their status quo, want to continue to slap God in his face and act like what he's saying is not true, like he's not going to come through, what his promises are, then guess what? He turns you over to a reprobate mind, and then he calls you a bastard. That means one without a
yes,
father.
A
it is what it is.
And
that
yes.
is in the word of God, y'all. And so
Absolutely.
this is a hard pill to swallow, and this is what we discuss. And so we cooking up some heavy stuff here. And so in Matthew 6:13, it amplifies says, let no one say, and you read that, say that I am tempted. Mm-hmm. I'm being tempted of God, for temptation
yes.
does not originate
yes.
from God, but
Absolutely.
From our own flaws.
Absolutely.
For God cannot be tempted by what is evil, and he himself tempts no one.
Absolutely.
But each one is tempted when he is dragged away, enticed, and baited to commit sin by his own worldly desires,
lust
and passions.
Absolutely.
It is, let's put it where it is, you know, come on in the kitchen. Let's drink some hot tea. I know it's strong, but go ahead and drink it. Put yourself in the situation where you will, a lot of times you put yourself in a situation where you'll be easily tempted. You do that, ma'am and sir.
You
go
it.
To places which you have no
yes,
business.
Absolutely.
I saw a bishop at P. Diddy's party. I ain't gonna call his name, but I'm gonna say I did.
Jake.
Oh, you said it. All right. I'm glad you said it. Go ahead on. Okay. Sitting right up there. What you doing at the party? You know everything. Drinky was going on and women walking around in fishnets and carrying on. Come on here. They wasn't
mind.
Having no church meeting. Come on. Wasn't
yeah,
no prayer meeting going
out
on.
No tracks.
You better stop. You're going to make somebody give me a phone call. Okay. But you have to remember. I think what folks forget that God is watching.
Absolutely.
And he does not turn a blinded eye. I tell people, just because you did it in the back, in the dark, in the booth, where nobody can see you, you forgot God is omnipresent.
Absolutely.
And you forgot that he can see in the dark.
Absolutely.
You can turn your lights out all you want to, but he see who you with and what you're doing, what you're doing, what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Period.
The temptation is, it will make you feel that you're getting away. But the Bible said, the eyes of the Lord is in every place for holding the evil and the good.
Well, I had him laughing Sunday. I said, look, there's a word in the word of God that says, whatever you hear in the dark, a whisper in the dark, whatever is done in the dark, the Lord said, get on the rooftop and disclose who's doing it. That's in the word of God, y'all.
That's why
he calls me the whistleblower. Okay. I'm telling.
Hallelujah.
I've counseled people who've been so tempted,
my Lord,
in areas in their life they didn't know who they were. And that is a sad situation.
Yes. Yes,
when
it
people
is.
People don't know what side they're on. A grown man with children with arms folded didn't know who he was because the tempter had messed him up so terribly bad.
Yes.
And a lot of this happened through abuse, child abuse, neglect, abandonment, and things like that. Grown men, not just one, women too, who have been tempted in and lured. Temptation is just being lured into a situation. To a point where you cannot fight your way out of it. Because again, that thing is hatched in the mind. Okay?
Absolutely.
You find somebody to find out. That's why don't share everything. Come on here.
That's right. Wherever you are, your mind took you there.
You better stay on. But you know what, people so long to know you. I had one, and this is educated, long to know my secrets. And I felt comfortable. It made me feel comfortable in telling her some things only for this individual to turn around and use it against me. And this is a church folk. I'm just saying, okay?
Yeah.
I don't care who it is. You cannot trust everybody. I don't care what position, what title, what nothing they walking in, because the Lord has shared with me, many of them are hurting and hiding and the way they deal with it at the hands of hurting others. Hurt people.
Absolutely. That was profound right there. That was profound right there. I was thinking about when you was talking about temptation. Have you ever, and I know you have, because you've been to probably more banquets than I have. Have you been to spend $100 at a banquet and left and saw an advertisement of a McDonald's Big Mac on the billboard? And decided you was tempted to go and you went in there and got it. It don't look like what was on the billboard. You just finished eating. Stop laughing.
I already know. Bait it.
Gotcha.
You just lost your money, dude. That's what you did. Okay. And I have to go here because we're going to cover this some more in our next segment because it is serious. I've got some things and some tools that we need to take, and I'm going to pass it on to, if Pastor David's in town. I know Victoria is going to be back. She had school tonight, folks, but I know it sounds like we were all over the place, but y'all know where we were coming from. You do. You knew where we were coming
from.
Don't be allured into, that's just like the lady who in Psalms who was standing out in the streets. Her husband went on a trip, and so she had got her bed all clean and threw some roses on. She took a shower and a bath and put some perfume on. Now she married now, but she's standing out on the street and a gentleman passed her way and she lured him in and said, my husband won't be back for some odd days. In fact, come on in. That's the temptress. Okay. Absolutely. Come on in and have sex with me. And how many have fallen prey to that Absolutely. Foolishness? Absolutely. I'm talking about in, out of the church, on the job. Some of y'all in Absolutely. Your homes. Come on here. There's all kind of stuff that is going on, people. This tempter is no joke, but you gotta be, you're gonna be held accountable. You gotta take responsibility for what you've done. Don't sit up here and tell me, I didn't know. No, yes, you did. Because there's something in you that said, no, don't go that route.
Okay? Absolutely. Don't do this.
Okay. Because God's warned you. I don't care what condition you're in. God always warns us. He always does.
Yes, he does.
Because it's not his will that we would go into that light because he loves us so much. Period.
Absolutely.
Okay. But yes, you made the conscious choice. But I need you to know that, folks, you're not in this fight alone. There's a whole lot of us that could give you some testimonies, and I don't mind doing it. Now, if you look at me like I'm crazy, that's on you. But I've been delivered, y'all. Hello. And forgiven.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's not so bad to the pool.
Huh?
That's what I was. That's not who I am.
I'm glad you said what you said, because people want to keep you to the where you were.
Absolutely.
Okay, but I beg to differ with all y'all. Okay, I'm going to be real with you. That is not what I was. That's not who I am today. And see, these folks, church folks, is the worst. That want to keep you in bondage, in the pits. And you have no right. Y'all better hear me well. You especially, if you look in the mirror, have no right. What do you think about that, David?
Absolutely. Glass house can't throw rocks.
You said that the last time, and I know that's, don't give me no brick, because guess what? Don't give me no brick, because I'm going to throw a brick. But you know how the Lord said, he who hath no sin, cast the first stone?
Yes.
There's nobody in here can cast the first stone, people. It is what it is, and I'm telling you, we have got to be careful with the things that we're doing. I'm trying to find this little statement here that I want to read to you guys. In fact, I'm going to find it because it's important. I ran across this on YouTube, David, and I was just doing some research, and then boom, God popped this up to me. And the way he made this declaration, and his comment was, Satan is stylish. Okay, let's listen to this. Okay, let me find it real quick. David, you have another scripture that you can give one of them? Wait, I tell you what, and we're just about ready. Ooh, we almost out of time here.
We're having too much fun.
I know. Now, the story, you know how Satan tempted the Lord in the desert, right, when it came off
Absolutely.
The fast?
Absolutely, yes.
It's amazing. Yes. I was thinking about it today. Today how Satan tried to tempt the Lord, and he tempted with his own stuff. Come on now.
Yeah. I'll give to you. All of this, I'll give it to you if you just bow down and worship me. That man lost his mind. And that same demon is messing with the saints now.
Wait a minute. And they're yielding to it. I don't know why
I can't get
this together here. Hold on a second. I'm going to find this. William, are you back there? I need them. Hang on a second.
I've been listening.
You've been listening? Okay, I know we've been on a tangent, but it's all good.
You and Pastor David been cutting up. You've been cutting up, and you're almost out of time.
Wait a minute. I just got one more thing. I need them to see this. This is done by the devil. I already know, because this hit is good, okay? I'm just saying it's good, and I'm going to find it, because I need, listen, before y'all, now I lay me down to sleep tonight. Come on. I need you to hear this, okay? D-I-V-L-E. Now, what we also need you all to do, take responsibility for your stinkiness. Uh-oh. I said it.
Yeah, you said it. I heard you.
I did. And stop making it other people's fault because you just rank. Okay, yes,
Absolutely.
I said it. Okay,
yeah, I
said it.
I heard you.
You did? Okay. it is what it is. I'm so tired of people saying that it's not my fault when you set out to do some harm. Yes, I said it.
Yes, I said it.
Well, it looks like I can't find it. The devil real mad at me tonight. I could care less. But anyway, we will get it together. The devil is us. Oh, here it is. Okay. Why are you saying that? With
me? Lord Jesus, help us all.
William, what? We told you where we were going to put you at. Hello.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Jesus
Dr. Sim.
So listen, I can't find it right now. But listen, everybody. We are glad to be back, and we're still mending. But we are going to get that statement because it is not tonight, though. It is really an important one. I'm seeing so much stuff that is opening our eyes to what is really going on with the tempter. And if you want to sit there and suck on an egg and be stuck on stupid on purpose, that's your fault. It is what it is. But I would encourage you to wake up, get your eyes off of people who want to do you good. And look at that booger who is standing beside you. A snake is a snake is a snake. And I will share this with you. All it does is shed skins and become a beggar snake. And a snake is one who destroys your reputation and talks down to people about you and things like that. And I'm at this persuasion, David. I could care less of what people think right now.
Absolutely.
Because it used to bother me. But I'm not going to be tempted. Because, like, again, it starts in the mind.
Okay. Absolutely.
And that used to bother me. So guess what, folks? You don't bother me no more.
Oh, Lord. Help her, Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Miss CC's Kitchen.
My.
Oh, okay. Real quick. No, seriously though. Wow. What a powerful, powerful message you and Pastor David brought today. I said, wow, I'm in church. And I made up my mind real quick because I have another show to get to. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I withdraw my offer to come on you. I'm not coming on Miss CC's Kitchen. I'm not doing it. I ain't doing it. I said, good Lord. No, it's too hot in there. It's too hot
William.
In the kitchen.
Don't be stirred.
Don't be stirred.
No. I said, good Lord. I've done some of those things.
We're not having you for supper. You're just going to be part of the panel.
Yeah, I understand. I'll think about it, okay? It's too hot in the kitchen. Oh, my God. Had me sweating up in here.
Man.
I'm just playing.
Well, you know they say the only reason why you're sweating stuff like
that. That's exactly right. That's what I'm saying. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Miss CC's Kitchen tonight. Miss CC and Pastor David. A great, great program. Thank you so much. And I'll talk to you later off air, Miss CC. All right. Have a great night. Hey, stay tuned. Coming up, Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast right here on Studio W The Buzz in a few short minutes. All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye, David. Bye-bye. Bye, William.
Great program. Great, great program. Thank you.